Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's spooky episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you solve a problem like Dracula? Yeah, that's it. That's the guy.
That's the fucking one.
Anyway. Oh, what's
hello?
Up? Hey. Knock at the door.
Oh, hey, what's this?
Oh, it's a coffin.
Oh, please. Oh, hey, can we explore the door we just opened? So, Simon opened a regular door and I, up above him, went in the opposite direction. I guess I opened a little window. But because Simon already opened the door, I'm not looking outside anymore. Oh, no. Who's at the house? Okay, a coffin has arrived.
Who knocked?
Dracula jumped out of the door. Knock, knock. Quickly go back inside.
Is it daylight as well? That's
the question. He's got to be quick, man. Walk out.
Why does this coffin smell like burnt dude?
He's just in like,
let me in. Who left you this mysterious person?
Well, can't see anyone else around. Please, coffin, come on in, I say as I just drag it in.
Okay. When Dracula's safely inside, bursts out of the coffin. Hello, it is I, Dracula. Look after me.
Okay, so
we've
we
got
have
a Dracula.
Bequeathed a Dracula.
And, you'll notice by other Jackson, Zaman.
Yeah.
You know, by his wording.
Yeah.
He said, come inside.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's can Dracula leave? Does it work in reverse? If you're in the house and you're like, now I uninvite you. Does Dracula fly out like a bullet from a gun?
But like, if he's in a coffin and I don't invite you in, you start dragging it in, do you stop?
You drag the coffin and Dracula would force his way out the wood at the front.
So you're like pulling the coffin and Dracula's feet kind of coming outside. I peeled him like a banana.
Wow, killing a Dracula is way easier than we thought.
Man, if you wanted to be nude and you were Dracula, all you'd have to do is jump at a doorway. And your clothes might go through, but you wouldn't.
That seems harder work than just taking your clothes off.
Dracula's got a lot of layers.
He's got the weird, like, little frilly
thing.
It is I, Dracula. I need to be nude.
But also, that just doesn't make any sense at all.
Like, what?
Like, you just, that's not how, you can push him out, I guess. Look, I don't know. We'll just get him nude the regular way.
Because hang on,
if you put him outside.
Okay, so we've got a barrier here. Dracula forces himself through, but he can't, so he gets pushed out.
Yeah.
His clothes can't come off or else they'd go through him.
Yeah.
It'd kill
what
Dracula.
If you put your hands out and you grabbed his clothes. You grabbed his lapel and you pulled him
lapel,
through like
all right,
that.
Yeah.
And his would
lapel,
that,
okay.
His lapel, that would tear his clothes off or just his lapel.
I mean, you might,
lapel.
Yeah, you tear up the clothes. I guess, are you stronger than a Dracula?
No.
No.
Yes.
Is Jackson stronger than a regular man? No. Is Jackson stronger than a weak man? No.
Either way, we've invited Drac in. Yeah. We're like, yes. Come on in. strange coffin.
Yeah. Sweet, a coffin.
Keep me alive. And then I presumably gets back in the coffin. Or pops out and is like, ha-ha.
Keep me alive. Close the blind.
Entertain me. Well, what does a Dracula need? Blood.
Got some of that, but not
blood.
Need.
Just go to the drawer, pull out a knife, slice my throat a bit. I got your back, dude. Oh, wow. Fuck.
Can Dracula survive off non-humans?
Well.
Look, I'm going to patch him up while we ask Drac this question.
The vein's already open, dude. Have at it.
All right, we've sustained Dracula for a day and a half.
Yeah. Are you saying that's how much blood I have?
Well, I mean, Dracula doesn't seem he's going to eat a lot of Dracula.
Yeah, like, no, that's true. That's a good point.
I imagine him now just got a big stain on the wall. Like, oh, yeah.
Whoa, look how far it went.
I'm woozy.
I'm wounded. Like,
you're like a gross little sucker worm. Just
nope. That's nice.
That went far. Someone hurt me.
Dracula sucking on my neck. It's like I'm breastfeeding, but from my jugular.
This is real sweet.
I feel like a mother wrath.
Nurturing.
Jackson, you're very pale. Oh, I'm so tired.
He's my baby.
This Dracula, he quickly understood what was going on. It's also funny to imagine Dracula biting me on the non-wounded side of my neck. I can't get in. There's a cut. That won't work. Ah, oh. Blood pooling. Oh, that's a shame. Onto the ground.
Okay.
All right, well, Sammy solved the food problem.
After he's feasted on Jack, I might be like, all right, can you survive off like non-human? How often does a Dracula need to feed? Is it every day?
Yeah. Three square meals of blood a day.
Hey, can you riddle me this? Why in my brain do for some reason I think that a Dracula would eat an onion?
I was imagining the same thing. I think it's a disconnect between them being, what do you call when someone's magically allergic? You know, like Dracula can't have garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Susceptible?
Susceptible, yeah. Dracula's susceptible to garlic, but garlic's a food. So there's wires that are crossed in your brain.
And an onion and a garlic seem like they're opposites for some reason.
Well, no, because when you're frying up an onion, garlic. You chuck in a bit of garlic and it's all real good.
The garlic is the sun, but an onion is the moon. It's daytime, nighttime, baby.
So cool that you lost your mind. Like fucking 5 minutes in.
It's been a big day.
So it's great to imagine Dracula pops out of the coffin and you slam an onion. I got you, dude. Girl!
They're from the same family as
it's kind
garlic.
Of like garlic, but I'm, not as bad.
But still bad.
What other vegetables can't you eat? I might test them. Potatoes.
Cutting up a carrot. You carrots. Like this, yeah?
Carrot.
What about a capsicum? Is it all garlic?
So hang on. In this situation, is Dracula willing to acquiesce to our strange request in exchange for protecting him?
I imagine it's kind of as he's come in, there's like a nice big sunbeam between us and him. So he's like,
You gotta wait till the sun goes down, idiot. Till then, eat this onion. I might use Dracula to open cans, you know, slam it into his teeth and turn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I ate a kebab.
Yes.
Yeah.
With garlic sauce.
Sure.
Yeah. Or souvlaki with garlic sauce.
Yeah. Just garlic sauce.
Or whatever the generic name for kebab for all
meat
that.
Wrap.
Meat wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, garlic meat.
Yeah.
In bread.
Yeah. Why don't you eat some cloves of garlic? You peel them little bad boys. All right, then what you want to do is you get a big bit of meat. All right, get those cloves, slam them into that meat, wrap that up, put some sauce on it, doesn't matter what. Maybe tomato, maybe a bit of HB, doesn't matter. Then what you want to do is you want to get a bread of some kind. Could be Turkish bread, could be flat bread, could be bloody Wonder White. We don't know. And then what you want to do is you microwave that for 5 minutes. Then eat it.
Yes, anyway, so then I breathe on Dracula with my famous garlic breath after consuming my favorite meal.
Yeah.
Is that bad for him?
What
is he just like, Oh, that's stinky.
Let's discuss the Dracula Garlic immunity, i.e. not the immunity, his weakness too. I know it doesn't kill Dracula. It's not like a cross or a stake through the heart. It's just a thing he doesn't like.
Well, same with a cross, it doesn't kill him. He's like, meh.
No, but at least a cross, if you put it on his head, will burn him.
Yeah, yeah, but same if you with put, holy water.
If you put
what
garlic?
About a kebab? Yeah, jab him with a kebab.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it never seems like that. It seems like you're like... And also, I've never seen in like a Van Helsing or like a Dracula movie, someone use garlic to fight Dracula. Does it just ward him off? Like if I sleep with a garlic and Dracula's like, oh, sweet, some blood to suck. And he opens my window and looks in. Is he just going to be like, oh, never mind. He's got a garlic.
Doesn't he just like rub garlic on your neck?
What? Yuck. You'll smell better than usual, though. I'm rude now. I've lost my mind and I'm rude.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen a movie where they trick a vampire into eating garlic and it just makes him shit. Is this part of my bad mind times?
If Dracula just gets bad diarrhea from garlic.
Basically like IBS, you know? He's like, oh no.
Like someone with a gluten intolerance. He's I just better not.
What if he needs someone weird who's consumed a lot of garlic recently?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's a weird...
Literally going to be focusing on this for years now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that. Let me just describe the scene.
Please, I would love to hear
quickly.
It.
Just, and then we'll get back to.
No, I want. I want to know. Let's piece this together. Let's do this math.
In my head, a mother is dating someone.
Sure.
And the someone, the kid, she has a mother has son.
Uh-huh.
Son thinks dating person is
like Dracula. New stepdad. She doesn't like Dracula.
Yeah, is a Dracula. Yeah.
Dracula's a bad new stepdad. Sure.
So. Yeah. They sneak garlic sauce or garlic or something into his food.
Are you thinking of the film? You know that film where the next door neighbor is a vampire? Fright Night. Fright Night. Is that Fright Night?
See, but that's the one I'm stuck on. I don't think it is Fright Night.
I like to think this is just a fevered thing you've imagined.
What I'm starting to think is that I've combined Fright Night and a movie in which someone just has an intolerance to something.
A Buffy episode?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Buffy episode.
But yeah, they get real like unwell, but then they just shit. And then the kid's like, I thought it was meant to kill you. He's like, no, we've evolved beyond that.
But it still makes me shit heaps. Which is very funny because that still incapacitates Dracula.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
It stops him from fucking his mom.
Yeah.
Floating in, trying to eat you whilst also just shitting yourself.
Hey.
It's like getting chased by a bear with the runs. Like, yeah, it's scary.
But
I'm going to die. But that bear
Dracula's, yeah, exactly.
Kind of funny.
What are we going to do the moment Dracula breaks out and starts eating the townspeople?
Oh, Drax, come on.
Okay, just have a casual conversation.
Drax,
with him.
This is what I was trying to ask you before. Can you survive off non-human blood?
Yeah, even that question, though, what non-human blood are you getting for him? Say Dracula's like, if I have, you know, a gallon a day of non-human blood, then that's tits
Dracula,
for Christmas.
Dracula.
Tits for Christmas. Hallelujah.
Dracula. All right, look, I don't know if you've been paying attention to humanity.
A bit.
But we like to eat meat.
Yes.
Now, we've bred a thing for...
Like those kebabs, I think.
Yeah, like those kebabs we're hawking at you.
That was rude, yes.
Okay, but... We've just, you know, we've over time made this thing that is delicious.
Okay.
And you know how much, it's basically like a human, but bigger on full lot of blood.
Are you referring to a cow?
Yes. So why don't you come with me, go in the boot, we'll close it down, we'll go to the farm, up like maybe a couple hours away.
It's
up
real
north.
Good to imagine you getting to your car and getting in and waiting, and Dracula just waiting out the front because he needs to be invited in. You wind down the window. What?
What?
Can you say, Dracula, can you get in my car?
Dracula, get in my car.
Okay. He'd be.
I like the. You actually have to sing Get in My Car, the David Hasselhoff song.
Hey, Dracula. Why don't you come in my car? I want to take you home.
And then later on in the song when you crack the shits at them, he's like, get the hell out my car. Pop that, Dracula. We're rude now.
But we're going at 100.
Get the hell out my car.
No.
Dracula slamming out the door. Boom, 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 boom. Down the highway.
Yeah, all right, Dracula, why don't we do a fun game? It's like, you know, we'll go to the country and you can eat as many cows as you want.
Eat lots of peaches.
Yeah.
Eat lots of peaches.
I don't think that Dracula, like, I feel like that's, you are committing to a life of killing a farmer's cows. And if you're willing to do that for Dracula, I guess
Jackson.
Good.
All right. Yeah. I've probably committed my life to worse.
All right, Dracula, what we're going to do here is we're going to go to a farmstead. All right. Now, you can mesmerize people. Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah, sometimes Dracula's got that.
Sometimes it turns into a bat. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
All right, look.
It's mesmerizing.
You want to mesmerize a guy? Do you want to kill a guy? All right, either way, we're going to acquire a farm.
Okay, so now your plan is, see, I'd rather...
Buy a farm, steal a farm.
Own a farm now.
Steal a farm, own a farm, run a farm.
I've played Stardew Valley plenty of times. I got this.
It's so funny to imagine you being like, we get the farm, all the cows are drained by Dracula. You just would slowly have to become a farmer.
Yeah.
You would not ever make any profit from it.
Well, that's fine, because my goal is
for
you
about to be like, how hard could farming be?
Well, how hard could just keeping a... Cows are like
what do cows eat? We know what Dracula's eat. What about cows? Hay?
Does that mean grass? You've owned a dog? Imagine if you owned four dogs.
Okay.
That's bad now, right?
But I got the I'm losing a dog a day. So it kind of balances itself out a little. You know what I mean?
How many cows do you think a farm
has? Four?
More than four. I just went with four.
It's funny to imagine.
I was trying to get him to put his toe in the water.
You were gradually moving up.
Like, imagine four dogs. Now imagine 14 dogs.
Okay. Yeah, imagine 14 dogs. I'm losing a dog a day. Anyway, we'll go to a farm.
Where'd they go?
Because how many cows will Dracula eat?
Dracula?
One a day?
No, because what's Dracula?
That's so much cow.
That's what we're talking about. How many cows is he eating? Half a
Dracula
cow?
Dracula would probably eat a quarter cow a day.
All right, simple. Okay, we have.
Milk the cow blood. Install on the other side.
Udder on his neck.
Milk blood. Milk udder, blood udder. Blood udder. Oh. Welcome to Spooktober.
Blood udder is so fucking. Blood into
just
a pail.
Thick.
Bringing
thick
it into
blood.
Dracula sitting in your country kitchen. Well, there you go.
There you go,
the cow's not looking too hot.
It's also okay. So we put it. We wrecked a barn just for Dracula. That can fit one cow in.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we simply just drag the cow in, and that one cow will last Dracula 4 days.
No, because it's got to be fresh. That's like leaving open milk on the counter, basically.
Well, is Dracula, is he drain the blood and then that person die or the cow dies? Or is it kind of like with, what's her name, where he's kept coming back and forth and biting her neck for a bit and then leaving?
Oh, like in the book. Book. Yeah, in
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, Bram Stoker. Yeah.
That's the boy.
Yeah.
So, I maybe be like this? Why don't you treat this particular bovine?
Suck on this cow heap.
Suck on this bovine as you would a pretty young lady.
We might as well have gone to the pound and gotten a dog.
Hey, Dracula, suck my cow. I'm still keeping the blood on it. He can just suck it like a straw.
Exactly. I don't want to take him to the.
I said it, then thought about it, and it got bad. Sucking on an udder like a straw.
I don't want to take him. I don't want to take him to the pound because I don't know what.
You don't take Dracula to the pound.
Yeah, because I don't want to get a dog from the pound because I don't know what dog blood will taste like. I can only assume
that
cow blood is going to be good. We make blood sausages out of it.
Yeah, we eat. Cow meat.
Yeah, that's got blood in it.
I personally don't eat dog meat.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about it.
And also, we're talking about sustainability. You don't want to eat a carnivore because that thing has to eat, you know, more things for it to be. So,
but the cow Dracula eats sheep.
Yeah, but he's eating the cow now.
So you're
eating the cow.
Let's talk about your cost effect.
How now, brown cow.
So you go to a, you buy, you steal a farm.
We've acquired a farm
for one cow.
No, for a lot of cows because it's an ongoing thing. Sustainability, Jack.
Dracula eats one woman over the course of like 2 years.
Yeah, so how, okay, so then I guess I'm running a very successful farm.
Or you go, hey, Dracula, you chose to live with us. You're getting a fucking Alsatian, okay?
Fine, we'll go get a lab. Man. I will go and get a chocolate lab named, I don't know, Gary. And we'll be like, oi, Drax, eat this pooch.
Why did we pick a purebred dog? That's more expensive on our end.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe I'd just be like, Dracula, the fucking neighborhood's full of dogs.
Yeah,
they're nuts, yeah.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Pigeons. They're all around.
I feel like at a certain point, Dracula will feast on us.
Yeah, look. That sunbeam is getting closer and closer. Oh, yeah, I got a good idea to keep him in.
Yeah.
We build a fort. Like a pillow fort or something outside both doors. So he has to, in order to get outside,
he's got to
be invited inside again. And we just never do.
That's clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep him in the house. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, plumbing is fine, I guess, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish we'd cut it with the superhero bullshit and instead take a long, hard look at our feelings. And also, maybe you wish Joel Dusher and Jackson Bailey weren't around to distract everyone, and it was just Joel Zammit and his good friends Cass, Ruby, and George. Well, if this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Why Am I Sad, a mental health podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. What if we just let Dracula go into one of his weird Dracula comas and put him in the shed? Put him in the garage, stack him against a wall, be like, well, you're not coming out.
Lean an old bed frame or something against him. Like, oh, I'll throw that out in hard rubbish day or whatever.
Dracula being like, I'm hungry.
I'm weak. Ate the rats.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
the rats in the garage.
How long do you reckon to
clean your fucking house?
How long every house has rats.
How long?
There's a rat every fucking 7 centimeters.
For every rat
mouth
you
or
can
whatever.
See is 10 more you can't. Or whatever.
For every 7 seconds you're alive,
there's 4 rats.
Exactly. It's really
classic phrase. How long, Dracula in your garage with a bed frame leaning against him and boxes of old like Christmas decorations around him, how long does he have to be there before you forget? Before someone's like, what's that coffin?
The moment I put the bed frame against his coffin, I've forgotten.
Yeah, that's great. You lean the bed frame whilst looking at your phone and just leave.
Maybe like two. Look, I want to say maybe between 2 weeks or 2 days to maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think, but eventually you'd forget Dracula was
definitely
in there.
Like after a month, who? Do you remember that time that coffin got delivered?
No.
It's great in like 10 years. You open up the coffin and it's just ash because he's died at some point. You're like, what was in this?
Oh, it's weird that this thing I own and don't remember buying caught fire on the inside.
Did I buy this coffin for me when I die? Preemptively? Man, I wish that was a thing people did. This will be my coffin. So I could buy a coffin right now and it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
But it's like getting a tattoo as a young person. I don't know what I want to do. I'll make a stupid decision.
You know? It's all right. Just chuck it on Gumtree
pine.
Or whatever.
Oh, damn. Damn, this is gaudy and covered in SpongeBob or whatever. Shouldn't have got this coffin. Oh, well. It's an investment.
I went to a graveyard. This is unrelated and a true story. Mm-hmm. I was in a graveyard kind of recently and there was a grave plot.
Yeah.
Parents had passed away, rest in peace to those guys.
Yeah.
But they had two daughters, and the plot had the two daughters' names, but they were very young and alive.
That's
wild.
They
have their birth date and then dash. Yeah. That fucking
That's rules.
But also,
so
like,
good.
The daughters were relatively young. Yeah. Like, in their 20s.
Mm. Mm.
Like, what if they, you know, don't want to
be buried with their parents?
Yeah.
Well, their parents are dead. They can do what they like.
That's true. Just put a dog in there and then cross out your name and write dog.
And then when God's like, it's finally happening, your daughter's coming to heaven. Wait a second.
It's also funny to have a picture of a dog on a tombstone. It's like, loving daughter of.
Dog.
That dog lived for a long time.
Imagine being able to visit your own grave.
That's
being
great.
Like, huh, I'm going in there one day.
That's for me. There's my name on it. Well,
someone
I reckon
should buy me a grave plot. I want to go visit my own grave, but I don't want to buy it because they're expensive.
Yeah. So get it as a gift.
You can understand how conflicted
go
I am.
Go fund me.
Go fund me. Buy me a grave.
Buy Joel Tuscher a grave.
Yeah. So I think with how do we solve a problem like Dracula, I think immediately I might become just a thrall to Dracula.
Okay.
Because I'd be like, all right, look, I don't want to, don't buy me. Mm-hmm. You need shit done during the day.
Yeah.
I'm your boy. I wake up early enough.
Yeah. So Dracula's going to do his
earlier
mess
than him.
I love to go to bed.
Yeah.
When the sun's still up.
So Dracula comes to you, he goes, "Buh." You're like, "Wow."
Oh my
wow,
god.
That's cool. I'm mesmerized. Okay. Wow. Okay, cool. Dracula's like, "Go out, collect rats. I'll eat them."
All right.
I'll become, if we're each getting a role to serve Dracula, I'll become, like I said earlier, a blood bag for him.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'll be too eager and I'll keep cutting myself. There you go, man.
Hey, what if it feels good?
What if I just slice my head off?
No, that won't feel good. What if having a blood sucked feels good?
I wouldn't feel terrible.
Might feel like a blood test.
If
actually.
I get a boner when it happens, will Dracula stop?
No, if you don't get a boner, but then it shrivels because he's sucking the blood out.
Dracula, put the blood back in.
Dracula,
spit back
Dracula
into my
spit. Come on, Dracula.
Spit, I'm losing my stiffy.
Dracula stole my stiffy.
Oh my god.
Hey, that's bad. If you're Dracula and you realize you drank someone's dick blood. Yeah.
You took my boner from me.
Dracula, you stole my dick.
Oh, and then I have to have a lie down to get some more blood
well,
back.
Really, it's all dick blood.
Well, yeah, all blood is dick blood.
It's
all going somewhere
through your veins. Blood that was in your stiffy.
Yeah, stiffy blood, in a way.
Well, yeah, that's
but, weird. Well, hey, if Dracula's not unhappy with me screaming about my stiffy, then he can have my blood. I just like the idea of Dracula being like, Jackson, I'm hungry, and I'm like, sick! Slice across my titty. Have at it! Please stop doing
Dracula
that.
Sucking on your titty.
Thank you.
Sucking on my titty like you're calling me, wanted me.
He bit my whole nipple off. Jackson, are you in pain? Yeah.
Immense.
Heaps, but there's so a little blood in my system that I'm kind of always semi-conscious.
I'm too empty to die.
He's keeping me just alive. That's how I like it. That's great because I feel like
I'm flat now. He drank all my liquids.
I have to go lie in the bath, get some liquid back. Is that true, Dracula? Does he have to lie in the bath? No. Well, if water's out, like you ask me why, and I'm like, well, if water's around me, you know, if water's around you, what, Jackson? You know, you haven't thought this through.
I haven't thought anything through. That's my secret.
That's my whole deal.
I say things and I don't think about them or their consequences or how I'm going to achieve them.
Do you see how high the water in this bath is?
That's so
I'm
much
barely like breathing. Jackson, please, we're very worried for you. Okay. Yeah. Would I eventually become a Dracula? Just with enough feedings?
I don't know. It depends. Yes. That's the one thing I'm not actually entirely sure with Dracula.
That's the one thing.
Yes, I get everything else. Yeah. But do you have to like
Does
be
he
sucking?
Pick?
Yeah, you have to be having a big suck.
Yeah, well,
blood suck. Having a blood suck.
Because I think.
Juices.
Yeah. Mm. I think in some fiction, the idea is that Dracula sucks your blood at the same time as you suck his blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old blood 69.
The old blood 69.
Exactly. The best thing is you cut your neck like Dracula, come on. Well, he goes out, you're like, ha! And you get him.
You've taken so much of my stiffy blood, I need some of yours. You're going to become a Dracula. What?
Can I still get stiffies?
No.
This is my worst nightmare come true. Why did we agree to this blood 69? We didn't.
Oh, that's right. I sprung this on you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Do I get to say, now?
You always could. It was inside me all along.
Maybe I mean, this is good.
I don't know. I mean, yes.
Yeah, I could probably get a stiffy if I drank blood. Because the blood's back in me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Why
you could
am I
get
imagining
an erection
you?
If you have.
Yeah.
We got a cup.
Yeah.
We fill it with blood.
Yeah, done.
You put your balls in it.
Yep.
Suck it
overflows.
Back in. Suck it back in.
It's great to imagine me with a rat in one hand and my flaccid penis in the other. Oh, 3, 2, 1, go!
That is.
I can't achieve climax, but I still go for it.
Ejaculating blood.
Oh!
So, just to paint a picture for that properly. So, well, you're saying you're going to pick up a rat.
You've got a rat in one hand.
And your flaccid penis that you're
waiting.
Just hammering.
Yeah, you've got anticipation.
Slamming and waiting and for the blood to course through me. Yeah.
Bite a rat.
Yeah. In the belly, I was imagining. Yeah. Not even the neck. Yeah.
Blood
yeah.
goes everywhere. You then hammer your dick harder.
Yeah.
As the blood goes down your body
into my wangers.
Yeah, and then you get a sticky.
And then I, in a way, come the rat's blood.
Yeah. That rat helped you achieve orgasm. Yeah. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
That rat sacrificed itself so you could come. That rat died.
Yeah. So you happy? You happy with how that happened?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
The rat walked so you could run.
I think if I became a Dracula, I would eat the neighborhood dogs. I probably wouldn't go for people, but I might eat dogs.
Mm.
Why dogs?
Why dogs?
Because there's a lot of them around.
Okay.
Dogs bite back.
Sure. Yeah. Not if they're asleep and I'm quick. Okay, so
when was the last time you were able to sneak up on a sleeping dog and bite it?
Wish I had an answer. Okay, well, if Dracula made you Draculas, how were you getting your blood off?
Elderly.
People.
Okay, so let's explore them both. Zamet is clever in a retirement home. They're too weak to get up.
Bad blood, old, dusty.
You don't know.
I know everything.
Their blood is full of their own memories or whatever. It's
aged like
a fine wine.
No,
yeah.
It's fucking vinegar blood.
Ah.
And also their memories are sad. They're old.
It'd be
they remember the wars.
Fine. Then
I
I'll
don't
go
remember
the
wars.
Then I'll go the other way.
Babies, no memories.
No memories. Pure.
Harder newborns. To get at.
Harder to get at, but not
there's
impossible.
Hospital.
Hospitals. Maternity wards.
Yeah, that's true.
Schools.
I feel like
no
I reckon. I reckon you've got one shot, like one. You got one shot,
like Eminem said.
You just got one shot, and that's like one night of feasting at the maternity ward before, like the security guards find you. Stomach, like distended.
Like that possum that ate all of the food in the bakery.
Yeah, your belly distended with baby blood. You're like, whoa, look, if I gotta go, I might as well go now.
Does anyone have any garlic? I need to shit so bad.
Look, I know I did a bad, bad thing, but you know.
Things
what?
Are about to get a lot worse for everyone involved. And that may be hard to understand as I am in a baby genocide.
Yeah.
But
I get that this might seem like the worst things could be. This seems
but,
like peak bear.
There's
I'm
a
here
secret,
to tell you.
There's a secret hidden level that we're going to be going to.
We've yet to hit the ceiling. We've hit the ceiling, but there's an attic. We're about to go there.
I know about the attic, and I know what's happening
you
next.
You've
got no fucking idea.
So arrest me all you want, but if you don't get me some garlic quick, smart.
Oh, boy.
We are in trouble, my good friends. That's good if that
do
is.
Do the cops at that point shoot me or themselves?
I imagine they shoot Zamet in his belly and it's too pressured and blood spurts.
And then I'm
deflate like a balloon.
Yeah, and then I try and put my mouth over my belly blood.
So you said people,
yeah,
JD. Just, what people?
Yeah.
I'm just guys on the street.
Hey, how you doing?
Just nighttime. I'm just...
Just get all those night people. You know,
people are always around. There's yeah, heaps of them.
Walking. Can you imagine you standing all in the right, middle of
Google suburb? How many people are there? Go on, look it up. How many people are there? Those exact wording. Okay. How many people are there?
Yeah.
Type faster.
I'm getting there. I did a few. Okay.
7.7 billion.
Yeah, Johnny, you're going to be eating for years.
At least.
Couple of weeks. Okay, how many people are there walking around at night?
There we go.
Okay.
Another weird.
Yeah, I like to imagine you douche just standing in the middle of suburbia at about 3 a.m. as no one's around, just looking to your left and then right. However,
one of the suggestions on Google is a question, which is, are late night walks good for you? It helps to burn calories at a faster pace. So all you got to do is you got to start a blog called night walking. Really, like, real push it hard.
One-on-one night walking with Count Joel Dusha.
Dracula Joel Dusha.
Yeah, it's real
very
good.
Funny to be up front.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a Dracula, and walking at night's good for you.
Don't let that dissuade you from coming on a solo walk with me.
With me. We're going to
explore the city's quietest and most secluded back alleys together.
Yeah. Going on, like, well, not...
Leave your phone at home.
Yeah, going on, like, well, not sunrise, but like the project and that being like, it's real good. What are you doing? After you finish a meal, go on a walk. Not together.
Yeah. People being like, go on late night television, but not early morning television.
Dracula Joel Dusha, could you please, some people have brought up the fact that maybe because you're a Dracula, you're doing these things to eat people.
Next question.
What a foolish idea.
Mr. Joel Dracula, sir, we've done some investigation.
Yes.
We've noticed that everyone that signed up to your walk. They seem to be a lot of missing.
Yeah.
No.
Next question.
I like they're to imagine... all thin now, so we don't recognize them.
They look different.
Better.
It's cool that you adopted Dracula's accent. I like to imagine I'd do it wrong and do a weird Swedish accent. I'm here to suck your blood.
Yeah.
Jackson, that's not right. What?
Yeah.
I'm
the offspring. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, okay. People, the elderly, babies, sorry. All clever.
He yelled at me for the elderly. I still think the elderly is the best shot.
No, their blood's bad.
Why
their blood bad? Yes.
Could you explain to me why yours are better than dogs?
Well, one, we...
it's the food that we need.
Yeah.
Dogs is like the food we need.
Jackson, instead of... it's like the food you need.
Yeah.
Jackson, human bodies, they need water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of drinking water for the rest of your
life... Coke.
No, piss.
No, it's kind of like...
It's still blood.
It's just a worse cut of meat. That's
no, it's basically like a vegetarian Dracula.
Yeah.
He's basically being like, I don't want to feast on people, so dogs. No, dogs, I'm in.
That's what Edward Cullen does, except I don't think he eats dogs. But... Who knows? That boy is a mystery.
Well, think about the news.
I wish he ate dogs and he'd eat Jacob.
Yeah. Doesn't he eat like a cougar or some shit?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he eats a cougar.
I don't think there's a scene in Twilight.
I swear there is a scene
where Edward Cullen eats a cougar.
No, Bella eats a cougar.
Bella eats the cougar.
Someone eats a fucking cougar.
Edward Cullen eats cougar.
Twilight, they eat a cougar.
Okay.
Twilight eat a cougar.
Okay.
This is
spelled cougar wrong.
No, that's fine. But did you mean cougar? Yes.
Yeah. Part two, cougar on set. I don't know what that means.
That might have just been a loose cougar on the Twilight
set.
That's
a cougar!
There's a scene in Twilight where a random cougar walked on set.
Yeah, they're
everyone
like,
was like, oh yeah.
But Edward, cougar.
We're watching now a behind the scenes of in Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 of a cougar that was on set. Because remember, the cougar's going to hunt a deer and Bella's turned into, she's turned into a vampire.
Oh, I do remember
she's gonna
it
go
now.
Eat a deer. And then she's like a deer being like, ooh, hoo, hoo, I'm a big deer. Frolicking in the forest.
Yeah.
And then this cougar's like, I'ma eat that fucking deer.
And Bella and eats
Bella's
the cougar.
Like, eat the cougar.
Well, can I change?
Alpha predator.
Can I change my answer then?
To what?
To cougars?
No. So you've just reminded me that, like, well, thinking back to our cow discussion,
yep.
I don't have to eat one dog a day. I'll eat the rats for coming, but I don't have to eat, like, a dog a day.
You wouldn't even eat rats because you need to, just because you can.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what probably has the most blood? the elephants at the zoo. So I'll just become a sort of zoo predator.
Do you know what elephants famously have?
What?
Memories.
Very thick skin.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The elephants will remember when I'm just going to the zoo.
What?
Whoa, that elephant's cool, and it'll stampede me. Ah! Hey, are you the fella that's been sucking all of our elephants of their blood?
Elephants' memories are so good that they work both ways. Yeah. They can see the past, they can remember the past and remember the future.
They're clever.
Plus, an elephant, no, you're right, does have a thick hide, so I'll be clamped under the side like a parasite.
Trying
like,
to suck its ass.
That's where the weakest skin will be. Oh, sir, no. Are you eating that elephant's ass? No, I'm a Dracula, so I'm trying to get the blood
from
it.
Where is the weakest? Because it'd be like...
Or I wait till the elephant's asleep, I sneak up, I grab its big nose, its trunk, I'm like... The elephant's like, what's happening? I'm like, go back to bed, dude. Go back to bed.
I imagine what
you
happens.
Bite little top
you, you bite over the top of it. It wakes up and then blows air. You
like, what happened blast to this the man face. At the zoo? He exploded from sucking on this elephant trunk.
Oh, that's good.
So imagine, yeah, the little nose is quite soft.
That'll be the weakest
and I imagine
place.
Maybe like their lips.
Yeah, or even just their
going,
tongue.
Yeah, just when they're sleeping, go in and just like peel open their lip a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's much clever. I was climbing in. Hey, why is our elephant looking so upset this morning?
What about a giraffe? Go for a giraffe instead.
Go
they're all
lots
neck.
Of neck.
Here's
they're
how
all
I would,
neck.
Here's how I'd do a giraffe, okay? Clamber in like a little beetle.
Yep.
Climb up the neck so I'm at the giraffe's head. Embed fangs. Drag down like a pirate on a sail on a ship. Then the giraffe's neck would peel open like that and I would be bathed in the blood.
Okay. I love it. However... You're not drinking the blood, you idiot.
No,
you're
well, just that's... doing an animal murder.
You're just playing with blood at this point.
Can we start a podcast where I go through the zoo and talk about how I'd kill each animal in the zoo? Because that's giraffe. That episode's done already.
That was the pilot. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Let us know in the comments.
If I was a Dracula, this is how I would just murder a giraffe.
Yeah.
I still think maybe I would just...
Just
okay,
take a gun.
Bang!
Frank, Frank.
Oh, wait, that's not what I'm here for.
I still think so. If I'm not, yeah. If I'm going with the elderly or going with newborn
babies,
I think maybe if I was like, I'll be more humane.
Yeah.
I might go and befriend a farmer.
Sure.
That has like a large cattle or horse farm
mm-hmm.
and feast off them.
I think you just want to live on a farm. That's my suspicion.
Look,
here.
Look, but yeah, but
why do you have to befriend the farmer?
Okay, I'll mesmerize the farmer.
No, why can't you just sneak on and suck a cow?
Because like I want the cow to come. All right, so I'm okay. My yeah. thought process is I'm a lazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to have to do
the
a lot
lazy
of things.
Option. Steal an entire farm.
So if I you know,
I can't be bothered getting money out at the ATM. I'm gonna go rob the bank.
Boom. But mostly it's kind of like I want an endless supply of farm animal. I don't know how to do that, but a farmer does. So I'll be like, knock knock, hey.
See, that's
can
even
I
more.
In?
Can I come in? Can I borrow? A...
How are we gonna deal with that? Can I come in? No.
What?
Oh, no.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Not used to this. Wait, I just figured out the best way to get nude. Clothes tear me to shreds. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
I might just start crying.
What do you mean?
Why can't I come in?
Come on, I'm good. I'm trustworthy.
Is there a way to loophole
someone,
this?
If someone knocked on my door.
Yeah.
And then I opened the door and they were like, hi, can I come in? And I said no, and they started to cry. I would be like...
Well, you'd be like, I made the right decision.
Yeah, I'd be like...
Clunk, close the door.
I'd be like, this is... I'm glad I didn't say yes.
Just like open
you have
mouth,
proven...
slack-jawed, like... what? What do you mean I can't come? All right.
Like, how did you
fine,
how
fine.
Did,
how new did, plan.
How did you think this was going to go?
It's cool if you're like, can I come in? And Dusha's like, no. And you're like, well, you can't come out. You can't leave your house then. No,
I'm
yes,
fine.
I can.
Yeah, I can. Look, I'm out.
Fine, I'll go to the Lost Boys and befriend some kids and they'll invite me in.
Oh, that's true. That's clever. Hey, yeah. I don't. Well, that's another benefit of dogs. Just to go back to the dog argument, no one has to invite me in or to the kennel.
Yeah.
And dogs.
Hey,
what?
Rover.
I need you to quickly learn English.
Real quick, say, just bark once for yes, two for no. Can I come in your house?
That was what, not one of the options.
Wait.
But then he's out.
So, so if someone, he's like, hey, can
I... into attacking you, so they get close.
Yeah, it's genius.
It's clever. But yeah. Like, can I come in to your house? But like, a lot of people might not be the owners of the house. So
yeah,
if I don't know how it works. Like, say, kid, or it's like, or a person. Like, so if I go in, I'm like, can I come in? Like, yeah, but you know, it's a rental.
Yeah,
I'm like.
Oh, yeah, like, could we actually invite a vampire into this place?
Well, they have
considering...
to go to the landlord.
Well, I like that we just invite them in, because don't vampires catch fire or something? If you,
I just think they just can't.
Yeah, they shoot out. They're like, nah.
Yeah, there's like an invisible wall that they can't get through. Yeah. That would be my assumption anyway. What are things you need to get in and out of every day? What if a house has no one in it? What if you build a house around a Dracula?
How? Well, I guess we've got the Dracula with the bed frame that we don't need anymore.
Right. Well, my question is, so at what point does a house become a house?
When is a house a home?
Yeah, but if I... So you got Dracula standing still. He can live forever, so Dracula, he doesn't have to go anywhere.
Is this a house? Me like, making a house over my microphone? Does this microphone live here now?
I get a brick.
Yeah.
I put it above Dracula's head.
He dies.
Is he in a house?
You drop the brick. He dies.
Well, brick Dracula. Home, Dracula. If we make
Dracula bite the curb.
We decided earlier on that a blanket fort counted. So I think if we say something's a house, it's a house.
I just sit under a table. Hey, this is my house.
Yeah.
If we do this over Dracula, like two
put
of
our
us,
hands up.
We do the Eiffel Tower. Is that if we're double teaming Dracula and we high five over the top of him?
He has to go back and forth. It's a nice bit of friction.
Whoa!
Yes,
that's the greatest lovemaking move there is.
That's the
create
trick.
A house over.
He has to go back and forth. He vibrates in you.
The
everyone.
Vibrating Eiffel Tower. That's how it's great though. If he just
what
pops.
Do you need? Two participants and a Dracula. In brackets, third participant.
But yeah. Does that mean that if you got a Dracula standing still in the middle of the
also,
room, yeah?
You do that, but then if someone pulls out and takes a side step,
Dracula's gonna fly it. Dracula's gonna hit a wall.
You know, like, when, you know, like the rocket things you have that's like a plunger attached to a hose, and then there's a rocket that shoots up. It'll be like that, except like from his ass and your dick.
Yeah. It'll be kind
vibrating.
Of like if you're on a treadmill that's going too quickly and you let go too suddenly and fly back. Yeah, but my question is, Dracula's standing in the middle on just floorboards, say.
Yes, yes.
Then I build one wall. Is it a house yet?
No.
Two walls?
No.
Three walls? Oh,
yeah,
are we
a carport. Well, there's two walls is a carport.
You need a roof, though.
Yeah, okay, so what about one wall and a roof?
Like a pergola situation.
What about like a bus stop? Is that a house?
That's to go around the bus stop.
Yeah.
Well,
it's complicated.
We call the homeless, even if they live in a bus stop.
That's a
so
good
I guess
point.
That's not a house.
But if there was a bus stop that no one lived at and was abandoned and a homeless person spent every day there, we might be like, that's their home.
Whoa.
It's tough. If I,
okay.
Yeah.
Is a tent.
And then
okay.
I would say that's a homeowner.
Question.
Yeah.
Question. A tent.
Yes.
So is that a house?
No,
it's a tent.
If I got in there and like zipped up.
Are you living there?
And I was like, Dracula,
yeah,
so come
someone
in.
Someone have to be like, move in. Yeah. You have to be like, yeah. Announce was, loudly, I'm moving into this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm okay, all right. So a tent could be a house.
Yeah, if, okay. Like you said earlier.
Now,
yeah.
A sleeping bag.
Do you live in it?
I mean, I can.
Then yes, it's a home.
Okay, so
but
if I got a
again,
sleeping bag.
I've decided on my definition, fellas.
If I got a sleeping bag and just like.
Put it over your head.
Put it over Dracula.
Does Dracula live?
Fire into the ground?
Fire into the core of the earth, killing him instantly.
Ending the planet. Like a bullet, like somebody's held a Glock up to Mother Earth and pulled the trigger. That's Dracula. He's a bullet from a gun. Oh, no. I knew this would happen.
So, how do we solve a problem like Dracula? I guess we shoot him into the core of the earth, killing us all.
Absolutely.
Or, alternatively, we don't invite him in.
We say, hey, this coffin was probably not meant for us. And we call the delivery guy.
Hey, I didn't sign for this.
And then all we hear from a coffin is, what?
What? He starts crying.
Hey, you deliver this crying coffin. I really don't want it.
Guys, yeah. Come on.
He opens a crack.
Come on. It's light outside. Shine a torch in. What's in this? Kill him instantly. Just a whole bunch of ash or a screaming guy for a bit.
Why do you deliver ash of a screaming then ash? That's weird. I don't understand, sirs.
I don't know what this was, but I'll sign for it. Coffin full of ash, yeah, all right.
Oh, ash is valuable.
I've been meaning to have a coffin.
Yeah, because I will die one day, Mr. UPS man.
So, thank you very much. You have a good day.
And shake all the ash out. Perfect.
Hop in on the driveway. I'm getting in early.
Yeah, this rolls.
So quiet.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel.
Happy Spooktober!
Hey,
happy
it's the Halloween. Scariest month. Happy Halloween on the 6th of October.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.